Boston making its first trip to Milwaukee since June 2003. Travis Shaw facing his former team. Pick it up first inning. Mookie Betts leading off the game facing Willy Peralta.
On Sunday against Pittsburgh, as Betts sends one to deep left center field, and the Red Sox are on the board.
He's done a pretty good job against left-handers.
Thames 360 against left-handers, and there's a drive. Right center field, and it is gone! Eric Thames, last two at-bats. Pittsburgh and Miller Park goes deep. The former Boston Red Sox third baseman, Travis Shaw. Two strikes and nothing as Pomeranz goes to work, and a curve is blooped over Bogaerts, a base hit. Here comes Braun, and it's 3-1 Brewers. 1-1 pitch to Broxton, a line drive deep to right field. Betts looking up, gone! Keon Broxton continues to swing a hot bat. And now Ben Taylor. 24-year-old out of the University of South Alabama. Broxton again goes the other way. That's a fair ball. And the score is Shaw. Here comes Santana. He is in. Broxton to third with a triple. Oh, what a night for Keon Broxton.
The Brewers take out the Red Sox 11-7. Keon Broxton 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. Eric Thames' 13 homers tied for the Major League lead. Xander Bogaerts extends his hitting streak to 12 games in the loss. The Brewers put up 11 runs and take out the Red Sox 11-7. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after the game.
I mean, it's a good offensive team, and they certainly kept putting pressure on us. We had a very good offensive night and put 11 runs on the board. So, you know, it wasn't easy, but it was a win. We got it done.
It's kind of remarkable to see the dramatic turnaround Keon's had. He's gone from 3 pretty poor weeks to 3 really tremendous weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unlike last year, really, if you stop and think about it. So, but the big games are, this was a huge game tonight. He had a monster game for us. So, he's capable of those big things when he gets going, and big games where he, does a lot for us and drives in a bunch of runs and home runs. So it's, hitting down in the order, still producing quite a bit of offense. It's a 6-month season. There's stretches where guys are hot. There's stretches where they're cold. A lot of these key ends just kind of get into 100 plate appearances. And if you look back on his first 100 plate appearances, they're pretty good now when you look back on them. So, it's the season goes in waves. And you got to get, especially these young players that have shown us really good things, they're going to get a chance to prove it again. He got out of the first inning. I don't think he was, quite in rhythm and Betts got him right away, and then a couple walks. But I thought he did a really nice job the rest of that first inning getting through that. And then he put up some zeros. There was a stretch. Obviously Betts was tough on him tonight. There was a several 3-ball counts though where he fell behind some guys. But then he made pitches. He made big full count pitches. He made big 3-1 pitches. But in the end, going through the order again with Betts, Betts and Pedroia, and I just thought it was a big spot in the game where we had to stop it there after we built that lead. We've talked about a lot is when that starting pitcher's not quite settled into what he's doing. It's his first time out there in 5 days. It's a great opportunity, sometimes your best opportunity to get that guy before he gets going. And Pomeranz settled down and pitched pretty well after that. But it's been a great trade for us this year. I mean, I think, Eric and Ryan and Travis have all certainly contributed to that. They're obviously hitting in those situations, but it's big. It gets you a lead, and it changes certainly the whole game.
Craig, do you get frustrated with VR's adventures on the base pass tonight?
He had a rough night tonight. I will tell you, it was the walks to me were a big thing. Him getting on base was a big deal tonight. He struggled a little bit from the right side of the plate, but he had some good at bats to get things started tonight. But he made some mistakes on the bases tonight.
Not a bad game for Keon Broxton. He goes 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored in the Milwaukee victory.
Man, just trying to simplify everything, trying to get a good pitch, and trying to put a sweet part of bat on the ball. Everything just synced up tonight and worked out for me. It's just always been a process, you know, from the start of the season to now. Just finding your contact point, finding your base, finding your foundation in your swing. And gradually, day by day, it's gotten better. So it's just really starting to get consistent now. So it's hitting's becoming easier. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's definitely becoming easier than what it was. So just trying to keep everything simple, got a good base, and just trying to square it up.
But there wasn't any kind of big, like last year, the thing with the hands was pretty dramatic. It sounds like this year it's just been
minor.
Like gradual.
Yeah, it's just been minor. I think early in the season, my hands weren't really getting to a good spot. And I wasn't seeking in my legs very well. I was leaking forward. I call it traveling. And I was leaking forward a lot, but now I've kind of sunk into my legs a little bit more and been able to stay back. Before the road trip was really the turning point where I could really tell my bats were getting better. I was making solid contact and being able to recognize pitches and not swinging at the fastball up and not swinging at the off-speed in the dirt. So just carrying it over into the road trip worked out for me. Work on keeping my body closed and work on hitting line drives to the right side of the field. And I was just trying to take it over into the game. I heard like the pitch I hit out tonight was actually middle in. I stayed inside of it. So I'm just trying to get the sweet part of the bat on the ball consistently. And whatever happens after that happens. We're just ready to play, man. We can't wait to get something to drive and hit. I think that's what we go to sleep thinking about. It's getting a good pitch to hit. And every guy in this lineup, man, that's what we want to do. We want to hit something hard early. And it just carries over from top to bottom, especially with Thames starting off with that big homer right there. And then Bronny Ratham smoking the ball, and then Shaw with his hit. I mean, it just kind of trickled down the line after that. Yeah, they say hitting's contagious, so those guys at the top are starting off for us.
The series against the Red Sox continues on Wednesday. Chase Anderson facing Kyle Kendrick.